702. The Worldview.
News from elsewhere in the world is 23 after 8. John Adderley in for Adam Gilchrist. Good morning, John. Let's start with the five people who have passed. They died trying to cross from France to Britain in a small boat.
Good morning. Yeah, there were some very distressing scenes, and they were caught on camera. An incredible 112 people piled onto this illegal migrant boat near the resort town of Wimereux in northern France, and there was chaos. Police tried to intercept the boat. It turned violent. Fireworks were thrown. A crowd gathered at the water's edge. The vessel ran aground on a sandbank. Rescue boats were launched, and it later became clear that five people had died, one of them a seven-year-old girl. And I guess coincidentally, this came just hours after the British Parliament approved this legislation that's been talked about for many months now, years even, designed to deter such dangerous journeys. It's now come into law. The Rwanda bill is now law, and it aims to send people arriving on small boats to Rwanda to have their asylum claims processed. And the Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, says the clear message is people who arrive in Britain illegally will not be able to stay. Now, the United Nations says it's the wrong solution and sets a dangerous precedent, and the Labour Party here, which is hoping for power at the general election later this year, says it will overturn the measure if Keir Starmer, the Labour leader, becomes Prime Minister. And in an interesting twist to all of this, Botswana's foreign minister claims that UK officials approached his country to ask whether it would be willing to receive illegal migrants under a deal similar to the one struck with Rwanda. Lemogang Kwape says his government in Botswana refused the request because it's dealing with its own immigration issues, as I think many countries are.
Yes, indeed. And of course, Rishi Sunak has staked his re-election campaign on this policy. But will it stop the boats is the question. Let's stay in France, but in the south now. John, a nighttime curfew for unruly kids. Where are the parents?
Yeah. Yeah, where are they? This is very interesting. It's politics is at the heart of so many of these things that happen, especially in election years, European Parliament elections in June. And the far right mayor of this town in the south of France has introduced a nighttime curfew for kids under the age of 13. Robert Menard says too many children in Béziers are left to their own devices at night. He says there's been a rise in what he calls urban violence. It's a temporary measure. It's going to stay in place until the end of September, and it means under 13s can't be on the street without an adult between the hours of 11 at night and 6 in the morning. Not the first time it's happened. Several French cities have installed nighttime curfews for children for limited periods in the past. Seems to be a bit of a theme in France at the moment. Youth violence, a big campaign issue in the run-up to those European Parliament elections, and the far-right national rally has leapt ahead of President Emmanuel Macron's centrist party in the opinion polls in France. So, you know, there's a lot of posturing and positioning there, as well as here in the UK and many other countries with elections looming.
Messages from 15 billion miles away, John.
Yeah, Voyager 1, the probe Voyager 1, is the most distant man-made object in the universe. And NASA says it started sending back usable information to Earth. It's been spouting gibberish, apparently, for months on end. Technical fault on board. This spaceship blasted off back in 1977. It left the solar system in 2012. And they've kind of given up, really, surprisingly, on communications between Voyager 1 and Earth. But, it's back in contact from 15 billion miles away, as you say, gliding through space. It's got on board a cargo of gold-plated vinyl LPs from the 1970s, and it's got greetings in 55 languages. In November last year, there was a malfunction in one of the computer chips on board, but those clever people at NASA have fixed it, and they're hoping that this valuable info about the furthest reaches of the universe may soon be coming back in our direction. But has to be said, the clock is ticking. Voyager's got to the grand old age of 46, and it's due to run out of power in 18 months' time. So we'll have to see whether we get any info back in that time. And even then, and this is quite a thought, isn't it? It's not going to be the end of its adventure. When the batteries do eventually run out, Voyager 1 is going to continue wandering the Milky Way, potentially for eternity, in silence.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. The first man-made object in interstellar space. John Adderley with this morning's Worldview.